Blog Talk Radio.
On time. We're workout partners. We're responsible for each other. I want to be the most responsible and efficient, effective and efficient with your time. So I appreciate you showing up for this live chat. This is the time, if you want to say hello, I want to give you your shout outs. You're joining me from all around the world, taking this time out of your day. Hello, Jim. Jim is a continual Morning Connection visitor. Tell me, what are you finding most valuable about this time that we spend together every single day, Jim? I'm curious. Someone who's dedicated the time. A lot of people are wondering what this is all about. Let me tell you what this is all about. By the way, if you're new to this live interactive video chat, my name is Skip LaCour. I help ambitious men get clear, get focused, and they gain the clarity and the confidence to achieve their goals in life. That's what I do in my former life. I was a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. That's where many people from my tribe, my group of people, that's our common interest. And, you know, so if you love health, fitness, bodybuilding, training, and you want to take all the other areas of your life to the next level, that personal development, that personal growth, this is the right place for you. Every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Hello, Tristan. Tristan, how are you today? I really appreciate you being here today. Where are you from, Tristan? Always curious, because we're in different time zones. This is what I call our morning connection, and I know my friends in Australia, you're ending coming to the end of your Tuesday. So Jim is saying that this morning connection, it makes him consistent with addressing the mental clarity and keeping his goals in the front of his mind. And that is exactly what this is all about. Now, someone, when I first started doing these morning connection live interactive video chats, I really didn't know which direction I was going to go in. In my bodybuilding and training career, I always was looking for ways, especially with the emergence of the internet, how can I get my message out? How can I connect with you more effectively, more efficiently? So I've always been on the lookout for that. So when Periscope started with these live chats, the ability to connect with you live, and then Facebook followed with their Facebook Mentions app, I was all over it. I was all ready to jump on it. So I kind of started on this journey. I said, what am I most passionate about? What can I do? What can I offer other people in addition to bodybuilding and training that I've gone through as I go through this journey of life? And so it's just personal development, motivation, something I'm very interested in. I've been very interested in it ever since I was dragged to my first personal development seminar at 21 years old. And I was so grateful that an older employee, co-worker of mine dragged me and introduced me to this whole new world. I don't know how my life would have been if I never really heard about all this and I knew how to apply it. And all the things that I've accomplished in my life, this is the backbone. I realized at a very young age that it wasn't only the strategies and the systems that made you successful. More than anything else, it was your mindset. So I was so appreciative, so thankful that I was exposed to this, that's what my mission is maybe if you're a younger guy, maybe you haven't put as much importance in it. Maybe you have admired me for the muscles that I've been able to build over the years. You know, I want to share with you that, you know, it's this mindset that is what enabled me to ascend to such levels as a competitive bodybuilder, go on to do certain things like create the Manformation program, if you're familiar with that, on manformation.com. Really everything that I achieved in my life, and especially where I'm going in the future. My family is really important to me. It's something that I put off. I concentrate on bodybuilding, training, traveling around. I mean, that's where I'm putting the majority of my focus and my passion. And it's like, how do I take care of my family? How do I stay connected with my family? How do I make up for that lost time and be able to still connect with you? And that's why I'm so appreciative of what the internet and all these great apps, what they're able, enabling us to do, connect with each other this way. So I'm always looking for ways to meet all of my goals in life, right? And so that's why I'm here with you today. When I first started doing this, Some younger guy said on my Facebook page, said, well, is your life perfect? And you know what? I proudly tell you, no, my life isn't perfect. Am I very proud of what I've been able to accomplish in the past? Yeah. But you know what? I'm nowhere even close to what I am going to contribute to the world, make out of myself. And it doesn't matter what I accomplish here or there. There's so many things in life that I want to experience. I want to take to higher and higher levels. And that's the way I've always been. So I'm probably not perfect, and I'm probably growing. And that's what gets me up at 3 o'clock every morning. It's this type of excitement that how can I grow? How can I expand? How can I get closer and closer to everything in life I've always wanted? And the more I accomplish, the more I want, the more confidence I build to expect more, to want more. That MTC, that mental toughness conditioning, that's what this is all about. It's not about some secret new strategy. If you expect that I'm going to say something that you never heard before, that you've never once questioned yourself about, I'm not sure if that'll happen. If that does, that's great. I'm here, it's like Jim said, to remind you of the promises that you've made to yourself, to keep you focused. Don't let 2 days or even 2 weeks or 2 minutes go by without you continually looking for distinction strategies, getting that mental toughness conditioning, getting your emotions stronger, more prepared to do the battle for those inevitable challenges that are you're going to face as you go for your dreams in life, right? And so if I can say one of my stories, one of my metaphors, one of my analogies, something that I learned maybe from my one-on-one coaching clients, maybe something I went through back when I was a grocery store worker, right, that can somehow shed new light to the same old situation that I'm going through, that's what this is all about. So no, my life isn't perfect. I am very, very appreciative for all the things I've accomplished. I'm really excited about the things that I'm going to accomplish in the future. And I have a feeling that if you're watching a live video chat like this and you're into personal development, you want to become better, you want to step into your big shoes, as I say, then this is the place for you. You're probably a lot like me. We're going through this journey together, right? I'm just doing what I can to stimulate our connection, our journey, but we're going through this together. We're workout partners, mental workout partners, emotional workout partners, and that's the way I want you to look at this. I'll tell you what, is the organizing principles to success. What I've realized is in my former life, and you'll get to know more about me as we show up every single day. I'm going to have to think about things to talk about. I've committed to doing this every single day, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific time. So you're going to have to learn a lot about me because I'll have to think of something to say. And so in my former life, I worked at the grocery store from a very young age, and I was very ambitious in working my way up the ladder, right? Becoming the youngest grocery store manager for this chain, right? And then I wanted more. And then what a lot of you know me for is my bodybuilding and training, championships that I won and what I was able to do with my physical body, but also how I contributed with articles for the magazines, websites, membership type clubs, DVDs, videos, ebooks, everything, 63 countries around the real world I've shared this information with. And now what I'm doing now, whether it's with my Mass Machine Nutrition supplement company, my one-on-one coaching business, with my family, what I've realized is that it's the same old stories, the same old lessons just taken to higher and higher levels. What I am going through in my journey right now is the same mental and emotional journey I was going through when I was that 21-year-old grocery store worker. So this all applies to us. And we're, like I said, we're going on this journey together. And if I can just show up for you every single day and stimulate your thinking, your focus, your clarity in where you're going, then that's what this is all about. Today, I want to talk about something that is something I need to always remind myself of. And that's the great thing about doing this every single day. As I go through the journey, as I strive for more, and as I work with so many people just like you, men just like you all over the world, you know, it just reminds me to step up. And I'll tell you, if you want to know an effective way to get more out of yourself, and that's to testify, you know, that's to tell the world what it is that you want most out of life and what you're going to accomplish. Now, a lot of people might say, well, what if I fail, right? Well, you know, if you were to fail, at least you push yourself. And, you know, people aren't really going to care. You know, if you fail, they're really not paying that much of attention to what you're doing. Excuse me for one moment. Fighting off a cold here, but I'm showing up for you. Just keeping the string going, right? So I appreciate you putting up with me as we do this live, right? So, excuse me. All right. So, let's see. You know what? I want to do something real quick. I see someone's taking the time to advertise on our feed here. So I want to take the time, if I can, to... All right, so I'm back. So it gives me the chance to testify, and that's what, if you want to take your life to the next level, if you want to put that pressure on yourself, go out, put it out there, what you're going to accomplish. Like I said, people aren't going to remember, but you'll remember. It'll make you, again, step into your big shoes, use your talent to the fullest, right? There's really no downside. Like I said, you may think that people are watching, all right, didn't he say he was going to do that? The truth of the matter is they really don't care. And there's a lot of people out there talking about the haters. They're so focused on what people think. I really think that is not a good investment of your energy, because the bottom line is people have their own lives. They're really not even watching you. And if they are, it's just about their own personal experience. It's not really about you. So that's what I love about this. It makes me walk my talk. It's an effective strategy to get the most out of myself by reminding myself while I'm talking to you about this, right? So let's start this. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So I remember when I was a bodybuilder, and when I think back, I really believed I had this big picture of where everything was leading me, right? That I want to be, just like you, I want to be the most effective and efficient with my time. And I want to think that everything that I'm doing is leading up to some big result, right? Effective and efficient with everything that I do. And I guess I convinced myself of that. Looking back, I was really kind of in the moment. And what I mean by that is, one thing that I used to do all the time is that I used to get so much, feel so much power, and I would feel so much strength and so much accomplishments, because I would get up early in the morning, I do my workout, I eat a couple meals, and it was like 7 o'clock, and I could look at me, I've accomplished so much, and it's only 7 o'clock in the morning. And when I really look back and think about that, it really would take that edge off to get more and more done throughout the day. And if you think about it, yes, I am accomplished, I'm doing the sets, and I'm doing the reps, and I'm building a body, and maybe that's leading to a championship. But really, the question was that activity, was that a process, or what was the real result that I had in mind? What was all that for? Was it to make me feel good in the moment, or was it really, not what I was telling myself at the time, was it really leading me to health, wealth, happiness, connection, everything I may have tried to convince myself it was? As I look back and I think about that, not that I want to take away from anything that I had done at that time. It was just that it was the process, right? And if I could have not have confused all that activity was part of the process, and I was confusing that as the actual result. So what I realized is, when my bodybuilding career was over, had a great body. Yes, it helped me connect with you. It helped me write articles for the magazine. It set up a great resume. But then I had to take that resume and then actually put all the pieces together for the result that I wanted, right? And I see this all the time in the bodybuilding and training world with my brothers in iron, how we find so much power in just the process, just eating our meals every day, doing our workouts, doing that on time. And we do that. And weeks, months, years go by. And what is that really getting us? And again, if you're not into bodybuilding and training, think about yourself. Like, you come up with these goals and dreams, right? It takes a lot of courage to come up with your goals and dreams, right? And I understand that you're ahead of most just by doing that. Now, on top of that, you have to figure out some system of going about it, right? Hello, Murat. Hello, David. So you have to come up, after you come up with those big goals and dreams that put you ahead of the masses, then what you have to do is you have to come up with a plan. And there is no black and white plan that somebody puts out, even though a lot of people are offering you some black and white plan. You just do this, step one, step two, step three, boom, you're successful, or an A to Z plan, and then you're successful. Then you know by now it doesn't work out that way. It's a guideline, you know, right? But you're going to have to figure out all the details of the journey yourself. And so that's where the challenge comes in, right? Hello, Rohini. Right, so you got to come up with, okay, I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll do my workout. I'll eat these meals. I'll make a work list. You know, I'll always check in. I'll make my phone calls at this time, or whatever it is, whatever you're after, whether it's in business, your physical body, relationships. It's up to you to come up with a plan. Here's the thing is, it took so much just for you to dream big. It took so much just for you to come up with a plan. And then the discipline comes in to actually follow the plan, right? I'll tell you what, those are all great. Thinking big, coming up with a plan, being disciplined to follow a plan. But the question is that really getting you closer and closer to the results? You're so far ahead of the masses. I'm telling you, by thinking big, right, by coming up with a plan and executing your plan. But you know what? There's no guarantees that activity is really going to produce the results, right? And, you know, there's something I always have to remind myself of. I use that example of, you know, what my workouts were going to do for my life in the big picture. And I convinced myself that had such a major part. Well, looking back, it was a part. It was an important part, but just a small part. If I could have been asking myself, and that's what I want to do with these Morning Connection live interactive video chats, is to have you think just a little bit more, a little bit deeper, right? A little bit deeper, and, you know, come up with this clarity sooner rather than later. Hello, Dan. How are you, sir? And so the thing about it is that did it really actually lead to the results? I know it made me feel good. I talked about how I felt I was so much ahead of most because, I had all these things accomplished. Before most people just got up. But was what I'm doing actually leading to the results? Was I even clear on my results? Because that's a different question. If you want to know what it takes to be busy, to check off a checklist, that's easy, right? Asking yourself, is this checklist that I made up, that I invented, that I'm disciplined enough to check off every single day, is it really leading to the results that I want? And is it leading to the results that I want in the most effective and efficient manner? Those are different questions that might change all that certainty, all that structure, all that activity you created. You might come up with a totally different list of activities to do every single day. You know, there's something that even right now, you know, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I do my cardio, I have these rituals that I do, right? And one of them is to present this. This is 7 a.m. on the West Coast when I present this, right? And just like those workouts, I'll get off this Morning Connection live interactive video chat. I have the privilege to talk to thousands of people through this social media platform. And it's easy for me to say, it's just 7:30 in the morning. Look what I've accomplished. But the question is if I ask myself a different question, why am I doing all this? Is there, maybe it's the way I present may be different. Maybe this isn't a good avenue at all to lead to what my overall goals are. Maybe this is just a cool little activity. I don't know. You guys will help me figure that out by how much you participate in the chat and how this grows, right? Just because you are bold enough to dream big, And I applaud you so much. Again, you're so much further ahead, so much further ahead than the masses by being able to dream big, right? You're even at a higher point because you've created a set of structured disciplines, activities, okay? And then, man, you really put yourself in the elite group when you actually execute those tasks, those daily activities that you did to lead to your bigger goals. But you know what? The level that we want, we're always looking for a higher level. I just really am trying to impress upon you, you can't fall in love with your activity. You can't fall in love with your to-do list, right? It may make you feel good, but is it actually leading to those results? If you ask yourself that question, in addition to everything else, you might come up with a whole different plan, and you'll get to your goals in life a lot faster, right? So that's our morning connection for today. I thank you so much for joining me live for our daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Thank you for putting up with the little coughing there, right? I appreciate that, you doing that. And thank you for getting on the line. Hello, Mustafa. Thank you for showing up here today. And all of you, you know, so let's show up every single day, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time for our daily MTC, mental toughening conditioning workout, focusing on these things. And like, Dave talked about, right, it gets us clear. It gets us focused. It doesn't let us forget about those things that we really want in life. And I'm just here to just stimulate that thought. I'm just here to get you to focus, all right? So every single day, I appreciate your time. Have a great, outstanding, awesome day.